The CCBOS held an important vote this week. The Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors officially forbade themselves from using acronyms, like CCCBOS, when referring to government agencies and county procedures. Anyone who slips during a public meeting or in written documents will be asked to donate $1 to a charity of the board's choosing. The Kitsap County, Washington Board of Commissioners adopted a similar practice earlier this year. Supervisor John Gioia introduced the policy in Contra Costa County and joins us from his office. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, and I guess it's okay to use NPR.
Touche. Yes, you know, because now we say NPR, not National Public Radio, because we're a widely flung media company, not just radio.
And our policy is not really designed to get to those abbreviations that may be a normal part of the English language.
Like FBI.
Right, like FBI, CIA, or ASAP.
But were people in Contra Costa County complaining they just didn't understand what you guys were talking about at these meetings?
Yes, I mean, I hear from people all the time that they say, look, it's hard enough following your discussions. You make it more difficult by throwing in these acronyms. So the purpose here is to try to make our process more transparent and easier for the public to follow.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the acronyms you used to use?
Well, got a few that are my favorite. One is called JASPAC. Now, you would think that's a political action committee for jazz music, but it's the Juvenile Systems Planning Advisory Committee. So we'd say, well, you know, JASPAC has recommended that as we rebuild our new juvenile hall, we should do the following. Another is SWAT, and that has nothing to do with mosquito abatement. It deals with Southwest Area Transportation Committee.
BTW.
By the way.
Actually, yes, BTW. I think this is a great idea. We actually do try and do that on our program, but one of the things that I think we've discovered is that if you say Federal Bureau of Investigation, people sometimes don't know that you mean the FBI.
Right.
There's a kind of a disconnect between what the letters actually stand for and how the acronym becomes so well known.
Yeah, like Kentucky Fried Chicken is now KFC. So there are some things that have just taken on an understanding in the community that people know them more by the abbreviation or acronym than by the full name. And, of course, we don't intend to cover those, but believe me, we use these acronyms dozens of times in a meeting. In fact, the local newspaper came out with an editorial actually saying that they were going to adopt the same policy in their own articles, and they were going to refrain from using acronyms so that the public could better understand the terms used in their articles.
Well, maybe this will catch on. Mr. Gioia, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Supervisor John Gioia speaking with us from his office in El Cerrito, California. I'm Scott Simon, NPR News in Washington, District of Columbia.